This year's Nobel Peace Prize went to Wangari Maathai, a relatively unknown environmental activist in Kenya. The Nobel Committee said Maathai represents, quote, the best forces in Africa to promote peace and good living conditions on that continent. Maathai is the founder of the Greenbelt Movement, which has planted millions of trees across East Africa. NPR's Jason Beaubien takes a closer look at this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner and the environmental movement she founded.
This was the first year that the Nobel Committee gave the Peace Prize to an environmentalist, and the move was somewhat controversial, with the war dragging on in Iraq and terrorism on the rise. Some people questioned whether the award should be going to an environmental activist. In her Nairobi office, however, Wangari Maathai shrugs off such criticism and says the committee understood that her work is about peace.
They made the connection between sustainable management of the natural resources, democracy, and peace.
The 65-year-old Maathai spent most of the last quarter century battling the Kenyan government of President Daniel Arap Moi on issues such as deforestation, soil erosion, land distribution, and corruption. When Moi's KANU party was voted out of office 2 years ago, Maathai joined the new government as a deputy minister of environmental affairs.
If we were to manage our national resources sustainably and distribute our resources more equitably, consume them with greater responsibility, considering even those who will come after us, it is more likely to preempt many conflicts that are otherwise inevitable.
Maathai concedes that when she founded the Greenbelt Movement in the 1970s, she wasn't trying to prevent wars. She says originally she was just trying to help meet the needs of rural women, needs such as wood, water, and a little cash. Maathai grew up in rural Kenya in the 1940s and 50s. She excelled in school and went on to study biology in the United States. Eventually, she became the first woman to head the Department of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Nairobi. It was in 1977 that Maathai founded the Greenbelt Movement. The group taught women to plant saplings and then paid them a few cents for every tree that survived. To date, the project has planted 30 million trees. In the foothills of Mount Kenya, the Korea Green Self-Help Group has a nursery on a lush hillside. Greenbelt Movement staff trained the group of 40 women and 3 men to set up their own tree farm. Lydia Ratier, one of the members, walks through the rows of saplings they're growing. The muddy red soil clings to her shoes. The plants range from inch-high sprouts to foot-tall trees. We collect the seeds from old trees, she says, bring them here. Then we prepare a seed bed and water the seeds for them to germinate. Her group gets 5 Kenyan shillings, or about 7 cents, for each tree they plant. Ratye says most of the women in her group are subsistence farmers, and the money helps supplement their meager incomes. They've also used the tree money to buy each of their members a goat, and for this, Ratye thanks Wangari Maathai. Maathai isn't a hero just in rural Kenya. In the capital, Nairobi, she's credited with standing up against the corrupt regime of President Daniel Arap Moi. In 1989, she battled Moi over a proposal to construct the largest skyscraper in Africa. Moi wanted to build it in the middle of a park in downtown Nairobi. Last month, several dozen people gathered in Uhuru Park to plant a lone teak tree in honor of Maathai and all the people who struggled against the Moi regime.
They wanted to construct a 60-story building hotel, a parking yard here. She's the one who fought for the preservation of this park.
Yanga Thongo, who was active on the issue of political prisoners during the Moi years, calls Maathai a great fighter who forced the country to confront the issue of deforestation. Thongo says in post-colonial Kenya, her tree-planting campaign resonated with ordinary people.
It's not just the physical act of planting the tree. It's an act of reconnecting with our souls, with our spirits, with our land.
Another aging activist, Margaret Wambo Mwenge, recalls Maathai at a protest in this same spot in 1992. A group of women were on a hunger strike calling for the release of their sons who were being held as political prisoners. Maathai offered to join the women, and when she did, riot police descended on the protesters. Maathai was beaten unconscious by the police. Despite facing a brutally repressive regime, Wange says Maathai was extremely courageous.
Because, you know, at times people were not ready even to be seen around her, because they feared they would be arrested and be tortured. So sometimes she was just left alone to fight it alone.
Mathai's ex-husband described her disparagingly as too educated, too strong, too successful, too stubborn, and too hard to control. But these are many of the qualities that won her respect as an environmentalist. Mathai's Greenbelt Movement is no longer involved just in planting trees. It works on numerous development issues in Kenya, including HIV and AIDS. Mathai recently caused controversy by saying that HIV is a biological warfare agent created by a scientist to wipe out black people. Mathai has since backed away from saying definitively that HIV is a biological weapon.
I do not know anything about the origin, about what, but I don't know. I hope one day we shall know, because that, of course, is something that we all want to know, is where the disease comes from.
Mathai says she doesn't expect winning the Nobel Peace Prize or the $1.3 million that comes with it to change her life dramatically. Her calendar is much fuller now, but she says primarily she wants to work on helping rural African communities protect their natural resources. Jason Bobien, NPR News. To a Kenya, to Pirani.